My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we owed a small, we call a sari-sari store or convenience store in town when I was just a small kid. It was not unusual at that time to see beggars pass by our store and ask for money or for handout of food. My mother never turned them away, and she would give them something to eat. Of course, oftentimes, not the best selection of food, the same that our family ate. And sometimes when the beggars saw the food, they just walk out, leaving the food for our family dog. They were hungry, but not hungry enough to eat the same food that our family did. My dear brothers and sisters, we have a reference to something similar to this in today's gospel. The Jews of Jesus' time were, for the most part, spiritually hungry people. They devoured Jesus' words and teaching, even going physically hungry to do so. On the other hand, Gentiles of his time, especially the pagan Canaanites, had no spiritual hunger. They were perfectly satisfied with their age-old superstitions and pagan worship. And only few Canaanites, like the woman in today's gospel, hungered for more solid spiritual food. Offering spiritual food to the Canaanites was the equivalent of giving physical food to those beggars who took one look at the food and then walked away, leaving it. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus' mission was to the spiritually hungry people. It was to the people who were ready and eager to receive it. Especially, it was to the Jewish people who were literally starving spiritually. Later, the Gentile world would manifest a true spiritual hunger, and later Christians, as St. Paul, would address their needs. And so, like my mother, whose first mission was to her family, Jesus' first mission and priority was to the Jewish people. It was to those who were spiritually hungry and ready to receive his teaching with an open mind and open heart. And this brings us to the Canaanite woman in today's gospel. When Jesus saw her deep faith and how open to truth her mind and heart were, he showed the seed in the non-Jewish world that would eventually bear great fruit. The aggressiveness of the Gentile woman contains an important truth about faith. It teaches us that faith is not something passive. It is something active and aggressive. It is acknowledging our need for God's special help and making a nuisance of ourselves, as did the woman in the gospel today. My dear brothers and sisters, to appreciate what a nuisance he was, recall that the Canaanites were the traditional enemies of the Jews. The woman did something no Canaanite would ever do. She came to an enemy for help. She did even more. She fell on her knees and begged for help. In other words, my dear brothers and sisters, today's gospel teaches us that faith involves aggressiveness. It teaches us to do what Saint Ignatius of Loyola recommended when he said, "Work as if everything depends on us, but pray and trust as everything depends on God." Let me put all this in a slightly different but related way. God does not treat us like puppets. God treats us like partners. And we should not sit idly and expect God to pull some strings every time we or our world need help in some area. For example, if peace is to be restored among peoples, we need to help make it happen. We need to begin by fostering peace in our homes and workplaces. If the hungry are to be fed, we need to help feed them by using the talents and resources with which God has blessed us. If the naked are to be clothed, we need to set up parish relief programs to collect and distribute them to areas and people who have a special need for help. If our homes are to become Christian environments for raising our children, we must work together as a family to make it happen. My dear brothers and sisters, only when our ordinary efforts and resources fall short should we reach out to God for extraordinary or special help. And then we must do with the same aggressive faith as did the Canaanite woman in today's gospel. May I invite the congregation to pray with me a familiar prayer that sums up the spirit of today's gospel. Probably we can sing. You know this prayer by Saint Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. When there is darkness, light. When there is sadness, joy. Grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.